You are listening to a free podcast of The Majority Report with Sam Cedar. To support the show and receive nearly an hour extra material daily, become a member today at majority.fm. Resistance is futile.
It's Sam Cedar, launching an illegal invasion and occupation of your brain.
Hello, folks. This episode of The Majority Report is brought to you by Ting.com. Ting gives you big savings and billing clarity for mobile phone service. Try their online savings calculator right now and save $50 on your device purchase at majorityreport.ting.com.
The Majority Report with Sam Cedar. It's time to look in the mirror, America. Do you like what you see?
I keep referring to Obama as the magic Negro.
Do you like what you see now?
Well, suck on this.
It's just a mirror, America.
Shared sacrifice by everybody.
What could it do to you except reflect your image?
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
The Majority Report.
Far more credible to me than PBS.
And Frontline.
The Majority Report with Sam Cedar.
If I get the feeling you've been cheated.
It is Tuesday, November 6th, 2012. My name is Sam Cedar. This is the award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live in the literal, though not metaphorical, shadow of the New York Times building in the fashionable Dollar Lunch District of New York City. It is election day, ladies and gentlemen. Happens once every 4 years, at least in terms of a presidential race. Why is that funny?
Never did I like.
That's right.
I like the way you delivered it.
This show is jam-packed full of information for those of you who did not know. Every 4 years, we vote for a president. This year, no difference. Although in 2000, I guess we just voted to watch the Supreme Court choose a president. But be that as it may, ladies and gentlemen, today, hopefully, we will not have such problems. On the program today, though, speaking of 2000 and speaking of election problems, the former Secretary of State of Florida, former Congresswoman, she apparently thinks she was the former Senator as well of Florida. Of course, I'm referring to former near Senator Katherine Harris, who clutches her pearls. She will be joining us in just a few moments to give us the her perspective on the race today and on the voting shenanigans that have been going on across the country. On the blog, we have a YouTube of somebody in central Pennsylvania, it appears, voting for President Obama, and every time they press the button, it lights up for Romney. We have stories of long lines all across the country. I mean, really, New York City, but also in Pennsylvania, in Virginia. It's pretty amazing for a country that's so exceptional that we have to put such roadblocks up to voting, even in those instances where there's no attempt to put up roadblocks. In other words, we know really only a child believes that the Republicans don't try to make voting as difficult as possible in specific areas in the country where they know is key to the elections. We know this has been an electoral strategy of Republicans for, I don't know, maybe eternally, but at the very least, we know it's been articulated over the past 30 years. Lower turnout means better election results for Republicans. particularly when you suppress the vote. For low-income people, for minorities, for even working-class people, for that matter. So you see things like shortening early voting hours. You see things like voter ID. We're hearing all sorts of reports out of Pennsylvania where people are getting in fights because Pennsylvania workers are confused and are attempting to ask people for ID. And they are not allowed to do that. It's not necessary to vote. But these stories will come in. If you have one, call me later in the show at 646-257-3920. In the program today, I will outline the things to watch as we go through, temporally speaking. What states are going to come in, what states we should expect. I will give you my prediction. Why not? Why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I? We will also have some key electoral insight and analysis from Myla Cedar, who has, I don't know if you remember back in 2008, but Mark Maron and I interviewed her. We should find that video, actually, and repost it on our site, on our feed. It's at the Break Room Live thing, but we will put that in our own feed. And so... she was right in 2008. No reason to believe she's going to be wrong in 2012. Also, an interesting piece to preview the conservative suicide watch that I believe is going to be called for at some point late tonight. Maybe not so late. Maybe first thing in the morning. I don't know. But all that and more on today's program. Yes, if you're one of those people who's like, I'm not interested in this election today, then today is going to be a drag for you, because it would be very, Sugar High 777 gives me a quick correction on the Pennsylvania ID law. The poll officials are supposed to ask for your ID, but they can't prevent you from voting if you don't have one available. They should not assume wrongdoing if they're asked to show it. These folks are just doing their job. Thank you. Correction. That's how convoluted things have become in Pennsylvania. They're supposed to ask you for something that is meaningless, but can only create dissension. So that's what's going on there. But you know what? I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to former Senator Catherine Harris, more relevantly, the former Secretary of State of Florida, Catherine Harris, to have her explain herself. I mean, I've been friendly with her in the past, but I think it's time we call it to the carpet on this stuff. We'll be right back after this. This episode of the Majority Report is brought to you by Ting, T-I-N-G. It's a new mobile service that makes sense. It's all about bringing clarity to billing, usability, and big savings to mobile phone users. Here's a tweet from a new customer from February 19th. My Ting for the win phone bill last month was $22. That's almost exactly $100 less than with AT&T. Wow. That's right. Ting saves you tons of money. And if you go to majorityreport.ting.com, use their usage calculator, see how much money you'll save. And if you end up buying a handset from them, you'll save $50 by going to majorityreport.ting.com. Check out how much money you can save with Ting. They got great service. They got great usability. Just makes sense. So I'm gonna bust your brains out. Well, I'll make you lose your mind. Down, stop breaking down. Yeah. right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna try and call her again. We're having a little bit of. Sometimes she's hard to reach.
Hello.
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 This is Catherine Harris.
Who's calling, please?
It's Sam Cedar from the Majority Report.
Samuel, how are you? How are you? How did you survive one of the plagues, the storm?
You're talking about Hurricane Sandy. I don't know if
Yes, one of the plagues.
I don't think it was fine. I don't think it was a plague. I'm okay. There are a lot of people still in tough situation around New York.
I know. And it was tough for when Moses had to deal with the 10 plagues that he brought upon the Egyptians. You know, even though the Pharaoh was willing to let the Jews go after plague number one, the blood, God had to harden his heart on purpose each time. That's why Moses had to bring down the 10 plagues. I'm sorry if people are suffering, but this is about Romney winning the election.
Okay, wait a
second. We call it Hurricane Romney. Sam, did I tell you, did you get my message when I called you from the Chabad Lubavitch mitzvah van?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
I guess it was during the storm. I called you from the Chabad Lubavitch mitzvah van.
Okay, excuse me. You're saying that during Hurricane Sandy, you were in the Chabad Lubavitch mitzvah van?
Yes, we were on our way from Crown Heights to the Catskills to Camp Tel Yehuda. I'll tell Yehuda what for. Wait. We were on our way to Camp Tel Yehuda. We're working with True the Vote. We're recruiting a million billion poll watchers.
A million billion
poll watchers.
Poll watchers. Well, I'm glad you raised that, because this True the Vote thing is an outfit out of Texas. That
yes, True the Vote praised him. White Power Jackie Breitbart Sununu.
I'm sorry, did you say Jackie Breitbart Sununu?
Pataki.
Oh, Pataki. But wait a second. Now, it's True the Vote. Now, what is – these are supposedly thugs being sent out to intimidate people at voting places. I haven't heard any reports of
thugs. You would say that. You thugs, Samuel, would you call the people that were in the 1870s, the segregationists that were blocking newly emancipated slaves from voting, would you call them thugs?
Well,
no, they were not. They were patriots. Praise him. White Power, Breitbart, Pataki, Sununu, Issa.
Okay, so we have a slightly different definition of what thugs are, but I mean.
Thug is a patriot. Anybody, Toby Keith will tell you that, Ted Nugent, Hank Williams Jr. And by the way, Sam, the polls have been calling it for Romney for days now. We're so excited. Looks like it's going to be a Romney sweep. We've got results back from hillbillyhandfishing.net. Get her done. We have ESPN Alabama / Boca Raton. We have NorquistFatFace.net. We have Michelle Malkin / revenge porn. They're all calling it for Romney. Praise him, white power. Pataki's the new new.
So you're saying that those sites are calling it for Romney?
Yes. We also have no moral compass / noempathy.com. We have your mortgage is twice the value of your house .net at Wall Street versus you / death dinner. Yes, they're all calling it for Romney. It's wonderful. Praise him. Kishim.
Okay. Now, well, before we get to your predictions of the election, what I would like to talk about first is because you were Secretary of State, and I said
yes,
this,
I was.
Well, you were secretary.
Just like that lovely John Husted.
Yes,
in Ohio. He's wonderful.
Yes. Well, okay.
He's wonderful. He defies court orders from activist judges, Sam.
Well,
he's wonderful.
Now, wait a second. Now, before we get to him, because, you know, there's a lot of people, with all due respect, And, you know,
and there's a lot due, I'll say.
Well, yes,
you're right. There's a lot of respect due.
Well, listen, we have had a long relationship. You've been gracious enough to come on this program.
Yes, we have, Samuel.
For a long time.
We have.
Yes, now,
even though you're a terrible Jew. Well, terrible. Terrible. Hashem would slap your face.
Shem?
Slap your face. Hashem. This is what I'm talking about.
Hashem,
what do you think I'm talking about?
Okay.
Hashem. You heard of him?
Yes, I've heard of him. Now, listen, my point is that there are a lot of people who say that it was because you purged 15,000 voters who did not have any reason to be purged from the voting list.
No, they were not eligible to vote. Listen, Samuel, it's not called purging. It's called cleansing, praise him.
Okay, well, you cleanse them from their right to vote and ushered in
it's not a
8
right,
years
it's a privilege.
Of George Bush. And so now here we are.
Excuse me.
Here
Go
we
ahead.
Are 12 years later. The New York Times is writing a...
New York Times, liberal media.
Well, I don't know that anything that they're saying is in any way in dispute. I mean, the Republicans in Florida basically attempted to outlaw voter registration of
mm-hmm.
new voters. They
mm-hmm.
have significantly cut down...
And
they have significantly cut down on the time where you can vote before the election. They have made it harder to absentee vote. They have required court case after court case simply to allow people the right to vote. How? And we see this, and you mentioned John Husted in Ohio.
Oh, he's wonderful. He's wonderful. He's like, you know, we're working with Wally Hudson, chairman of Virginia's Mecklenburg County Republican Committee, who has those wonderful pictures of Barack Obama dressed as a pimp or a witch doctor, you know. Things
well,
of that
I mean, don't
nature.
You? Aren't you embarrassed?
We have people from Bob Jones University. It's called Anglo-Saxon Heritage Pride. You know, Nixon knew this. His chief of staff, Bob Haldeman, knew this. That the electoral landscape is built on cleansing. You have to face the fact. As Nixon stated, I'm quoting, that the whole problem is really the blacks, praise him, white power.
Well, but, I mean, aren't you embarrassed that your party has built an electoral strategy based upon disenfranchising people's vote?
It's not called disenfranchising. Why don't you be embarrassed? You're the one who should be embarrassed. You know what I mean? Didn't know what Hashem was. You know, you're not. I'm going to make sure they won't even pick you up in the Chabad Lubavitch mitzvah van from Crown Heights up to the Catskills to Camp Tel Yehuda.
There's no reason.
You can't come. You're not allowed to come. I won't let you. And there's not enough room because we have Mitt Romney's sons with us. There's Tag and Quintus, Mitford the Younger, George Foreman, Goody Proctor. All his wonderful sons are here.
Wait a second. So why are the Romney boys in the mitzvah van going to the Catskills? It seems that why would they be in a blue state at this time?
Because there were, remember that lovely young boy, that Aryan boy, Colin Small, who from Ohio, who was dumping, cleansing a bag of votes.
I've read about it. I mean,
he's putting a dumpster. You know, he's a wonderful young man, but I mean, only 8 votes. That was a big bag. There was plenty of room. Only had 8 votes. Makes me giggle. Anyway, we got to stop PBS because I'll tell you what, Sam, just like voter fraud, it's huge. It is 1/100 of 1% of our national budget. In the same way that voter fraud is 0.00017%.
Wait a second. You're saying that
of a problem in the Jews equal 1.7%, which is virtually 0% of the vote. But we got to protect Israel. And Mitford Romney needs 61% of the white vote out of the 74% turnout we're expecting. So you see, the voter cleansing is essential. Praise him, white power.
All right. Well,
Bart.
So you're saying that. Well, let me ask you about this. I want to play you some audio. Okay. Can we make
yes,
sure
please.
That she,
is it,
she
what
can
is,
hear
is
this?
It, what is it? The soundtrack from Wicked? I'll get Marcus if it is. He loves that.
No.
Have you
seen
Wicked? The soundtrack.
No. It's
from
a story.
Wicked. Oh, he was so upset when Halloween was canceled. He was sewing his Bette Midler costume by candlelight, and then he wept like a baby when the parade was canceled.
Well, I want to ask you about that, but there's a there. I'll play the audio later. But the fact is that you got Jeff Flake, Republican from Arizona, sending out robocalls, telling Democratic voters to go to the wrong polling booths. How do you justify that?
It's fun. It's like a game, Sam. If you got to prove you really want it. If you can get to the right, it's like Survivor. I know you love that show. I've heard you say it.
I do actually like Survivor.
It's very similar, is it not? So they give you a little bit of a or game of Clue.
Well,
Professor Plum in the conservatory with a lead pipe.
Why only Democrats? Why is a Republican candidate playing this game of Clue with Democrats?
Because God is a Republican / Libertarian. You know this, Samuel. You know God is a Republican / Libertarian. I mean, he doesn't believe in a nanny state. I mean, look how he treats his chosen people. I hate to be unchosen. His own son. He's a Libertarian. Let him hang. That's what he said when his son was hanging there. He doesn't ask for help. It's bootstraps time. That's why.
So wait a second. You're saying that God is a Libertarian because he doesn't like
yes,
a nanny
he is.
State?
He doesn't believe in a nanny state like you Democrats do.
Well, sort of more of like, I guess, in your mind, a manny state.
Well, manny state is certainly preferable to a nanny state. But either way, you know, it's personal responsibility. You got yourself up on that cross, son. You get down. You get down from it.
Well,
chosen people, you're going to get kicked out here, there, and everywhere. I'll go ahead and start some summer camps up in the Southern Catskills.
Well, now, okay, so let me ask you this. Let me get your sense of which states are you think are going to go for Mitt Romney versus the ones that
they're all going to go for Mitt Romney. I told you. You want me to read you more? The polls are calling it, Sam. They're calling it. There is no shortage of polls calling it from Romney. There's Walmart at Shut Your Face and Sit Down. We'll Unlock the Doors .com. There's MagicUnderwear.net.
Well, what do you think there's a lot of people who are
saying Hank Williams Jr. We Built It Drunk.com.
We
all
Built It Drunk.com. Now, wait a second. Let me ask you this. Now here's the reality. The reality is that we're seeing all the polls that I've seen suggest that the Democrats are going to hold the Senate, maybe even make gains in the Senate. How do you explain that when you have people like Richard Murdoch and people like Todd Akin running who are supposed
to... Oh, they're wonderful. They're part of the Women for Romney campaign. Richard Murdoch and Mr. Akin, as you know, Paul Ryan. Joe Walsh. Isn't he wonderful, Joe?
Well, but you're talking
Walsh.
About people who are all basically...
They just deal with sex pests. And they wish the women would stop making such a fuss.
They're running pests?
the new group, Women for Ryan. We will keep our mouth shut. It's just a sex pest, Samuel.
Sex pest?
Don't be upset by a sex pest. This is a terrible connection.
It is a terrible connection.
Can I
call you right back if you can? Let me call you right back.
Yeah, you won't call me right back?
Yes.
Okay. I either will or won't pick up. You'll see.
Okay. Wow. She's really got something. Let's try this again here. Bad phone connection.
Hello. Who's calling, please? Sterling Cooper Draper Price.
What? No, it's...
Sterling Cooper Draper Price.
I'm sorry. It's... Catherine, it's...
Marcus
it's,
loves that show, Madman.
Madman.
He loves John Hamm. Anyway, what were we talking
Marcus,
about? What's
okay,
going on,
well,
Sam?
So
wonderful to hear from you twice in one day. What's going on?
How do you intend to spend tonight following the results?
I told you, I'm in the Chabad-Lubavitch mitzvah van. We're on our way up to the Southern Catskills, and we're working with True the Vote. We're recruiting a million billion poll watchers.
But once the polls close, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Go to sleep after I wash my face, maybe do a mud mask with Marcus, floss. What do you do? What are
well,
you going to do?
I'm going to be watching the results.
Do you want to do something? You want to see a movie?
No, what? I'm going to watch.
You know, we have The Walking Dead on the DVD. If you want to watch Walking Dead, it's wonderful. You know what I love about The Walking Dead?
No.
It's there in Atlanta, And I don't know if you're familiar with the demographics of Atlanta, but what's wonderful about The Walking Dead is it's mostly just white people, though, anyway, survivors and walkers. I like to see that.
Well, yes, it certainly sounds that way. But I want to ask you this.
Yes, go ahead. Ask me anything, Sam. I'm an open book.
What if it's possible that Mitt Romney loses? What is your reaction?
It's not possible, Sam. It's not possible. It's not possible. If we can arrange Hurricane Sandy, we can do anything.
Wait, I'm sorry. Arrange Hurricane Sandy?
What?
Did you just say if we can arrange Hurricane Sandy, we can do anything?
I didn't say anything. I said maybe. Are you going to come to Chaim Potok celebrations?
To what?
Chaim Potok, you know, wrote The Chosen, and my name is Asher Lev.
Is Chaim Potok having a celebration?
Well, no, he's dead, Sam. Of course you wouldn't know that. He died in 2002. But we're celebrating up here in the Southern Catskills at Camp
Pendleton. No, I'm not going to come to the Southern Catskills. No, I'm going to watch the election returns.
I know, but afterwards, maybe we could watch The Walking Dead.
No, I'm not interested in watching The Walking Dead.
Then we're going to watch What Not to Wear. That's Marcus has it all on tape, also, What Not to Wear.
Well, let's talk about Marcus Bachman, specifically Michelle Bachman. It appears like there's a slight chance she may lose.
Lose what? Her car case? You're silly. Anyway, she's not losing.
Her
praise
campaign.
Him. White power. What's wrong, Sam? You sound sad. You're sad because your illegitimate president might not.
No, why is President Obama illegitimate in your eyes?
You know why? I don't know. Talk to his mother, Stanley Ann Dunham. Oh, she's a Jezebel.
She what? To talk to
her sexual adventuring in Indonesia, even though she was overweight. Come on.
Now what? Now, this is obviously you're quoting from that movie, the guy who wrote the movie 2016. What's his name?
Dinesh?
Yeah, sorry?
Are you talking about my friend Dinesh D'Souza?
Yes, Dinesh D'Souza. Now,
he's wonderful.
Well, what do you think about the report that he was having an extramarital affair? Does that bother you in any way?
I've not heard of that, and I think that's just liberal lies from the lamestream media.
From the lame
now, if you want to talk about Stanley Ann Dunham and how horrible she is, that's fine. Or if you want to talk about the divider-in-chief, your illegitimate president, we can talk about that. But other than that, I have nothing to say to you. But don't hang up. I like talking to you twice in one day. It's exciting.
Well, now, okay. Well, let me ask you this. Going forward, what do you think? If you are correct that Mitt Romney becomes our next president, what do you think his agenda will be?
Oh, you know, the usual. He's gonna take back America. He's going to take it back and bring forward its proud Anglo-Saxon heritage. He's going to work with ALEC to elevate business interests. Guess who else just called it for Romney? It's the Roman consul versus the plebs.net. Oh, that's wonderful.
Where do you get these websites?
Well, they're just out there for anyone to see.
All right.
KnivesInTheSenateHouse.com just called it.
Who did?
Brutus, go Brutus, just called it for. Oh,
well,
look
you
at
have
Smokey
all these
Joe
as
Barton,
like RSS
James
feeds
Inhofe.
It's like some type of RSS feeder.
Pardon me?
Never mind. All right, well, I appreciate you taking the time for us today.
Thank you. That's what fun that you called me twice. Are you going to call again?
Well, no. I called you because we had a bad phone connection.
When?
Earlier in this conversation, you had a bad phone connection, so I called you back.
Oh, I just know that you called me twice, and it makes me feel special. Hey, guess what? We're thinking of bringing back the Briggs Initiative. I forgot to tell you that. Remember the Briggs Initiative?
No.
From 1978. The John Birch Society supported. Fire all the gays. Forgot to talk about that. Marcus is very excited about that one. He's been pushing that one.
Wait, fire all the gays. That's what you want to do?
Yes, of course. Of course, they're not. They shouldn't be. Well, I mean, isn't it bad enough that we have brown people and immigrants and women doing things? I mean, come on, Samuel.
Doing things?
We're
like,
going
what, do you mean, what kind of things are they doing?
Taking a handbasket over here.
What do
Hello?
You mean? What do you mean by doing things?
You know, doing things like speaking and voting and working outside of the home.
Well, you're a woman. I mean, this is one of the questions that always...
I'm a patriot first, though, Sam. This is different. But I know my place.
First,
I know that
second.
When it's my time of the month that I'm unclean and I separate myself from my duties as a patriot.
Wait, you separate...
Oh, look at free market ethos / Toby Keith. Is calling it for Romney. Oh, this is wonderful. They're just, oh, my goodness, Milton Himmelfarb / Irving Kristol's brother-in-law, Bill Kristol's uncle, .com Earthlink.
Heads
calling it.
You have, wow, you have really, you seem to have all those sites at your fingertips. Well,
yes, I'm looking at them on a scroll.
You've got an RSS reader.
Oh, look at here, APAC. / neocons, the late Ron Silver, bomb Iran, !! Mitch McConnell's chubby face,
okay.
Neck,
well,
fat,
I'm gonna
Elaine
let you,
Chao.
I'm going to let you continue to follow the election results.
And, is calling it for Romney.
Senator Catherine Harris, I appreciate your coming on. I'm glad. I hope you will encourage with me people just to go out and vote, regardless of who they end up voting for. It's an important.
Well, now I'm going to encourage the million billion poll watchers. We got to fight this voter fraud. We're going to recruit a million billion poll watchers.
Well, I mean, it seems
sure
like you've run out of time.
Right,
I mean,
that we're going to make sure conservative.
The polls have been open on the East Coast.
Activists are stationed outside polls the way God intended. Praise Him, Isa.
Okay, well, I mean, it seems like you should get on it quicker because it's already, 12:30 in the East Coast.
I know what time it is. Why would you think I don't know what time it is?
Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to get a million billion.
We already have almost a million billion. We're slightly over a million. We're tipping towards the billion part.
Well, there's a lot of space between a million and a billion.
Pardon me?
There's more space between a million and a billion than there is between zero and a million. You're familiar. You're aware of that.
So? I don't understand you. I don't understand where you're coming from.
Well, okay.
Don't understand what's going on.
Okay.
Hey, John Stumpf has also been calling in. He's, CEO of Wells Fargo, and he also is on the board of Chevron.
Right.
He's been calling in and supporting Romney and also the Corrections Corporation of America and other private prison groups that profit off of the detention of immigrants. They're calling it for Romney.
All right. Well, Senator Catherine Harris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Samuel. Please call me back again. This is fun.
Okay. Well, I definitely will. And thank you again. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Okay. White power.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, hello.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, hey.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for.
Well,
hello.
Hello. Yes, okay, well, goodbye.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, talk to you. Hello.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Senator Catherine Harris, former senator. There is some reality to the fact that these guys live in their own reality, these conservatives. I want to read. This is apropos, I think, of that conversation we just had. Briefly, and then we will go to Myla Cedar's predictions for tonight, and then my predictions to follow that. But this is from Michael Walsh of the National Review Online. He writes, conservatives have a rare opportunity tomorrow, he wrote this yesterday, to do something they signally failed to do in the landslide elections of 72 and 84, finish the job. Barack Obama, who far more than Clinton has revealed the true face of contemporary American left liberalism in all its coercive ugliness, a blizzard of executive orders. This is just absurd. Deployment of the regulatory agencies that have, in the words of the Declaration of Independence, sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. and the naked Marxist appeals to race and class envy. The most anti-American of American presidents has run the most un-American of campaigns. This is unbelievable. From day one of the Obama administration, real conservatives understood the explicit threat of fundamental change, whose meaning can now be clearly discerned in Obama's revenge remark. Obama said the best revenge for, what was it?
He was talking about the Jeep ads that Romney was running.
Oh, yeah, the lie, the fabricated Jeep ads. For the left, revenge is precisely what this election is all about. He said you can get revenge by voting. Revenge is precisely what this election is all about. For them and their voting bloc constituents, it's payback time. Payback for slavery and segregation. Payback for poverty. Payback for foreign wars. Payback for restrictive immigration laws. You see, when it's white males who are voting for you, it's not a voting bloc. It's just normal. It's just people. But when it's anybody else, he says, they're a voting bloc, and they're just coming back for payback for poverty and for slavery and segregation. Mitt Romney is an imperfect standard bearer, but tomorrow he is the army we have. Elsewhere, I have predicted a Romney victory and even a retake of the Senate. So we know this Michael Walsh is completely in touch with reality. I guess we'll find out by the end of today. Despite the breathtaking tactical stupidity of Todd Akin and Richard Murdoch, just tactical now, both of whom needlessly wandered into the minefield of social issues and blew off their own feet, Mitt needs to understand that a considerable portion of his vote was not only anti-Obama, but anti-Obamism. That it was a repudiation of everything the Marxist left and its banned peasant fellow travelers in the media stand for. And most important, that going forward, it's a call to substantially reduce their influence on the body politic. A vote for Romney tomorrow is a vote against all that. It's not just a vote for president. It's a vote in favor of reformation of the media and the universities. Hotbeds of propaganda and indoctrination, often subsidized by the government, and both in the thrall and the service of the Frankfurt School narrative, of which Barack Obama so clearly approves. It's a vote for the restoration of standards. The left calls it repression. In our popular culture, for the acknowledgement of the role of religion in public life, for the rollback of the federal Leviathan and its constant intrusions into the lives of American citizens. It is not enough for the GOP to win tomorrow. It needs to win big, a win so convincing that even the left won't be able to explain it away. It's up to the electorate tomorrow, today, to show them that the dream is really a nightmare from which it is time to awake. And the cause of American always endures, and the work of restoring our founding principles begins anew today. Someone's off their meds, and they better get that prescription filled by tomorrow, because I think this guy's in for a rough 24 hours. And just to top it off, the delusion continues. Dave Weigel writes, Limbaugh excitingly tell his listeners that CNN has poll has 5% of Democrats voting for Romney. What he did not tell them was that in 2008, 10% of Democrats voted for McCain. And thus, the conservative hearts begin to break. And all those people listening to the prognostications of Michael Walsh or Rush Limbaugh or former Secretary of State Catherine Harris, who just joined us, tomorrow they won't question at all why their leaders were completely wrong. All right, folks. Now we will go to a pre-recorded interview I did this morning with an analysis from Myla Ray Cedar.
And continuing our coverage of the 2012 election, today the election between President Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. With me now is political analyst Myla Cedar. Myla, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. And about the election,
Yes?
Obama is probably going to win Massachusetts because my dad told me that, which is you, that Mitt Romney was the governor of Massachusetts, and my dad's dad, my grandpa lives there, and he did not like him because he was very bad, and Obama's probably gonna win someplace else. Where do you think it's gonna win?
Well, I think, let me first say, I think you're right about Massachusetts. I think that's very astute. And I think that's probably also going to help Elizabeth Warren in her Senate race. What do you think?
Yep, I think it is. But she's probably going to win. I'm not sure, but she probably will because it's the election day, but they still haven't announced the thing yet. So, well.
Yeah, right. And so here's the big question, of course, is who do you think is going to win in Virginia? A lot of people are saying that Virginia is going to be the sort of the pivot point of the evening. If Virginia goes for Obama, then it seems that it's completely over.
Well, maybe Romney will win, but we don't know yet because they're still voting today. But
I think it's a pretty responsible position to take. Obviously, we have to speculate here in the media, but we really should wait till the votes are counted. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And then so, also, the swing states are, I know that there's a swing state called Ohio, and it's a small swing state by New York, but some of the people in my class, two people in my class, like Mitt Romney, so it's really, really weird.
Is it awkward? I mean,
very awkward.
Is your class polarized, would you say?
Yeah, but except two people like Mitt Romney, so they're, like, sort of left out. But they're two boys, but I don't know why they like Mitt Romney, because I don't like Mitt Romney.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to, well, I mean, women's issues have played a big role in this campaign, wouldn't you say?
Yep.
So give me your sense in terms of the Senate. We touched briefly on Elizabeth Warren. In terms of the Senate, do you think the Democrats retain control of the Senate?
Well, I'm not sure, but maybe, because the Democrats probably will win in some states and the Republicans will probably win in the other states.
I think that's probably about as accurate as you can get. And tell me, do you think there's going to be any change in the House, or do you think the Republicans are going to continue to control the House after today?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? What?
Because not really that much people in the world like Romney, but because that's
people. Well, that's also true. So, and
Obama was a really good president, so it was. It's easier to get it. He's fine. So, but I'm really glad to be here, and we'll tell you.
Don't worry about the report. Just go ahead and talk.
So, Sam, what do you have in mind about the election?
Oh, you're interviewing me. I see. I think a lot of what you've had to say, don't press that button, sounds pretty smart to me.
Okay, so I see the campaign is just getting mixed up here, but Obama has been president how many years again?
Well, I think you've been alive through all of them, so you should probably know.
I think 4 years.
That's correct.
So he was president 4 years ago. So if he wins the election, then he'll be president for 4 more years. That makes 8 years. But I know that they're not going to change. If Romney wins, they're not going to change him to the. They're not going to change him till January the next year in 2013.
That's correct. The inauguration takes place in January of 2013, and it's the same for either president. In the meantime, If Romney was to win, of course, President Obama would be a lame duck. I don't think that's going to happen. But listen, we just have a moment left. Is there anything that you want to maybe, do you want to sing one quick thing for us?
Well, I'm really glad to be here. That's one.
Okay, I mean, sing. Do you want to sing a song?
Song.
Like, I don't know. Any type of song. Any type of song will be good.
Okay, this is a song called New York. In New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made up. And then you talk well. And it's like, I sing it. I'm like singing it on a commercial sort of.
I don't know the commercial.
You say, okay, we're done with
it. Oh, okay, I'll say it.
In New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our time with Myla Ray Cedar, giving us a real good breakdown on the election. And we will, thanks for joining us.
New York, New York, New York.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. She predicted it last time, too. So I, you know, take it for what it's worth. She, you know, that's about I think as valuable of punditry as you can basically expect. Let me give you my prediction, ladies and gentlemen, then we'll head into the better half of the program. I want to remind you that that child depends on your membership on this in this program. The singing lessons that she should probably be taking, the math tutoring obviously that she's going to need, the psychotherapy that she's going to need in the future to deal with a father who exploits her in this fashion, all of which your membership, in addition to making the show better, support. So if you can become a member, please do so at majority.fm. We'll get to my predictions in a second. But also want to remind you, podcastawards.com. Podcastawards.com. You go there, you cast a vote for the show. You got to confirm it in your email. You can vote every day. We want you to vote for politics and people's choice. It makes a difference. People come to this program via Podcast Awards. That is the reality of it. Somebody emailed us that the other day. Did we just talk about that? Or what is it? How do I know that? Matt, what were you doing? Not paying attention to the show today?
No, I was. I just missed that one part right there because I was pulling some sound up.
Yes. We get people who came to the show via the Podcast Awards. Oh, in fact.
Yes, that is true.
And listener Blake emails us and says, if you have a Gmail account or use any sort of calendar software, it's easy to put in a daily reminder event with the link to the Podcast Awards. I get an email every morning at 8 a.m., couple of clicks, and I'm done voting for the Majority Report. I am sure never to miss a day. So there you go. John Mulligan wants to shofar because he gave us... And also, just a reminder, we have on the blog, we have a couple of videos, including a listener made a pretty funny song called Romney Ann. But the video, you got to see the video, too. I think it goes with it well. All right. So here is my predictions for what they're worth, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, what you want to do, and I should also say this, is there's a couple of... Well, look, everybody's saying, and I think this is the case, if Virginia goes to Obama, then I think there's going to be an early evening. The way that we will hear the announcements, more or less, assuming there's no real problem with elections, Indiana close at 6 p.m., although some close at 7 p.m., so they probably won't announce that until after 7. Florida, 7 p.m. closure, but parts of the Florida, because they're in a different time zone, at 8 p.m. Generally, I think the networks are being pretty good about not making those calls too early when the polls are still open. Plus, think about it. Do you really want this election to go to be over early? If you're a cable television or network television, you want this thing to go about, you know, 3 or 4 hours into the evening, sell some advertising time. New Hampshire also closes around 7 p.m., but some of their polls close at 8 p.m. I anticipate, in my guess, I am calling Florida for Obama. Now, it's iffy, but I'm giving Romney North Carolina.
You want to give yourself a chauffeur for that prediction?
Chauffeur? No, I don't. I mean, I think that's a – I'm going out on a limb there. But I think Florida, there's a good chance. But I think it – look, I think it'd either be Florida or North Carolina. I think he wins one of those. And it's a little bit of a surprise. Virginia, I actually have him losing Virginia. Don't ask me why. I just think that Mitt Romney looks like a guy who could live in Virginia, but because he doesn't, they don't dislike him. Any state he's lived in, they tend to dislike him. So then we'll hear from Virginia, North Carolina, then Ohio. So if President Obama loses Virginia, North Carolina, Florida, and wins Ohio, he still basically wins it, I think. But I have him at, remember, I have Florida. I have him at 319 electoral votes, Mitt Romney at 219. Now, you know, you could switch out Virginia and take away Florida, and which would put him down at 303, or North Carolina, which would put him at 305, I guess. No, but if I switch Virginia and Florida, then it would put him at 306. If I switch North Carolina and Florida, then I get him at 304. I don't know. So, but the bottom line is I think he gets over 300 electoral votes. And I think, and I'm going to add a limb here, that I think that Obama's going to get over 51%. And Romney will get under 48%. And I think it could be a 1%, 1.5% third party vote. But I think there's going to be at least a 3% win by Obama. And, you know,
That's a lot compared to what I've been seeing.
Yeah. And I will say this, that I didn't make any numerical predictions in 2004. I did think Kerry was going to win. I was absolutely wrong. 2008, I was convinced Obama was going to win and had the percentage correct as of February of 2008, before he was even the nominee. So take it for what it's worth. I don't know. I guess it's just a way of dealing with any type of anxiety about who's going to win the election is why we come up with guesses. So that is that. Let's move into the better half of the program. Remember, podcastawards.com. Become a member if you can. You can support the show in other ways. Our Amazon link at majority.fm support the show. Also, we're going to be sending out that links to that survey again. If you can take that survey, that's very helpful to us. Merch. We will be back tomorrow on the program with the results. And we'll see you in the better half of the program. 646-257-3920 is the number. You can IM me at Majority FM. We'll be right back. Satan, I feel pain.